Cam Weitzel joins us once again. Of course, he's the selection committee chair. Cam, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Great, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. The 37th annual, and I was looking over the list of teams. You've got Anaheim, Colorado, Dallas, L.A., many from British Columbia, Northern Alberta, Southern Alberta, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg. How do you guys select which teams get to participate in this awesome tournament?
It's not an easy task. Our tournament's mandate is to try to bring the top 16 teams from Western Canada and Western U.S. Into one tournament. And this year we had 43 applicants for the tournament from Bantam AAA teams from across Western North America. And it was a lot of hand-wringing and discussions to get to this 16 teams, but certainly not an easy task.
Yeah, Cam, it's tough because there's a lot of choices for teams out there. I'm a Vancouver guy originally, and when I see North Shore Winter Club and Burnaby Winter Club in the same tournament, you know you've got it going on. You've got to be real happy with this lineup.
Oh, absolutely. Those are two long-standing powerhouses in British Columbia and don't necessarily like one another on the ice too much, so we always look for those matchups. With the, kind of the explosion of the hockey academy type schools, there's a couple of academies in the interior of BC, such as OHA and POE, who's been in the tournament in the past, and a new one, Delta, this year that is out of the lower mainland. It's just an amazing amount of hockey from that area. So, yeah, we're happy to have all those teams.
The tournament is underway already. The South Side had their first game today. I know it was 3-2 last I checked. What's the score?
That's the last score I have, okay. Too. They're putting up a pretty game fight against a very tough North Shore team, and I believe their leading scorer was injured last week. So the boys from the South Side are putting up a battle. So the last score I had is 3-2 as well.
Oh, okay. And, South Side, Sherwood Park, St. Albert, of course, are all from the Edmonton area that are in on this. Now, do you look at it, is it based on the standings for, like, the Bantam AAA League? Like, do you look at it that way rather than just applications? Do you look and say, okay, we take the top three teams from each one, kind of similar to what the MAX does?
Not so much, because we tend to look at, it's kind of almost like the old college football before the playoffs. We kind of look at quality of competition and everything like that. We look at the play in major tournaments that occur earlier in the year. So it's a bit of a formula to it, but we combine all those things. And it's tough because we end up picking teams, typically in end of November. And you're not only trying to pick who's leading the standings in end of November, but who's going to be playing well in January, which is tough, especially with 13 and 14-year-olds. But it's a combination of things, certainly tournament play and standings and who you've played. And, these teams, we think we got it right. There's always certainly room for second guessing, and there's some great, great teams that didn't get into the tournament this year that can make an argument they should have been in. But that's always what happens when you get this many good quality teams and players.
Cam, tournaments as high profile as this, the one thing they will do is save various scouts from organizations a lot of travel money, because they converge on a tournament like this and get their fill. What's the contingent of scouts like at this tournament?
Well, I know we had 100 scout packages made up last night for them, and I think there was 5 or 6 left last I looked, so it's probably going to be over 100 scouts and general managers, a lot of general managers in the building today as well. And as you said, Robin, it's kind of a great situation for them. They can walk between the three rinks here at Service and watch any one of three games going, two or three games going on at a time, and they love it. And they're really good. They give us a lot of positive feedback, and we ask in turn them, maybe which team should be here, and when it comes time to decide on who the All-Star should be, who they see. So it's a symbiotic relationship with the WHL guys and the organizers and the guys who have to pick those players.
Cam, we have a lot of listeners wondering why Leduc, who has the most points in the North, isn't there.
I'm sure that's one of those teams that could have been here. You know what? In November, there was three teams kind of scrapping for first place in the rural North, and Leduc is an awesome team. And it's always wish 2020 hindsight, and they're a very, very good team, and we'd they do well in this tournament. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, the selection's made, though, 2 months in advance. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. teams, even we select them before the season starts because, as you can imagine, you know, they don't, you know, in Alberta, we're lucky. There's six quality teams within an hour drive of Edmonton or more, right, any time. Six or eight teams that are playing in this league that are AAA quality. You know, you get a team out of Dallas, they've got to fly 6 hours to find a competition sometimes because there's nobody down there. So their travel budgets are crazy. So we pick the U.S. teams typically in July, and in terms of making travel arrangements and everything for the Western Canadian teams, they need that month and a half of prep time, especially when Christmas is there and that kind of throws a wrench into things. So we kind of wait to the last possible minute in end of November, and we do our best. And we're happy with what we have here, but there's always some good teams out there.
Would you, Cam, at all, have you guys looked and said, okay, we think there's an American team, but we have a local team that we think is just as good. Would you ever favor the local one rather than bringing in American?
We tend to, kind of our formula is we try to get some good representation from across the Western North America. So we kind of use the mandate that, if there are four, top U.S. teams, we try to get them, put one in each division is kind of the mandate we use. And, Okay. Yeah, we wouldn't bring in a weak team from the U.S. For sure, but we try to bring in, if there's four strong U.S. teams, that's kind of the way we look at it. We bring those in. If for some reason there isn't, we'd certainly take teams from Western Canada and preferably around the Edmonton area.
Cam, one last one for me. Correct me if I'm wrong. I see the Colorado T-Birds. I'd heard that Adam Foote was up for this tournament or involved in it somehow. Am I mistaken?
No, Adam Foote is the head coach of the Colorado team, and he's been out and about, and they had a 2-1 victory with two late goals to stretch victory from the jaws of defeat this morning in an exciting game. And Adam's head coach is head coach of that team, and he's got an assistant that's got a bit of a hockey background, a guy by the name of Joe Sakic, who also has been in town. I'm not sure how long he's going to be in town, but he's got another job involving hockey too. But it was quite a kerfuffle around the rink today when those two guys were around.
Oh, I would think so. That Joe Sakic player is not bad. Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, no, and it's kind of funny because you watch his kid, and he's got kind of a similar release, maybe not quite quite as hard as dad yet, but he's only 14 years old. So, it's interesting. That's one of the great parts of this tournament is you see these guys that come into the tournament, and they're sharing their knowledge and experience with the kids. And a guy like Stu Barnes, who's just a really good human being and a really good hockey guy, was with the Dallas team. And it adds some buzz around the rink for sure.
Well, we look forward to it this weekend, a great weekend. These 37th annual games going today, tomorrow, Friday, tomorrow's Friday, of course, Saturday. And when's the final?
Final's on Sunday, 2 o'clock at service. And we're just trying to find out how much truth there is to the rumor that the guest speaker on Saturday night is drawing in a lot of these teams. So that's what we're trying to find out right now.
Yeah, I heard you guys are scraping the bottom of the barrel this year for your guest speaker.
No, we're looking forward to seeing you out there, Jason.
Well, I look forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. Appreciate your time.
You betcha. Thanks very much, guys.